Good morning. It's time for this week's edition of Health Matters, our regular weekly talk with Dr. Chris Cochran from the Baxter Health Internal Medicine Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Good morning, Dr. Cochran.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
And welcome to the Country Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon.
I couldn't think of anywhere else I'd rather be.
It's a wonderful day so far and going to be a fantastic rest of the day.
Absolutely.
What do you want to talk about this morning?
Obviously, the subject of choice is, once again, week two in a row of being out of my bailiwick, and that's childhood cancer. As an internal medicine physician, I take care of lots of adults with cancer and precancerous problems, but I don't take care of kids. But it doesn't mean that I don't need to talk about it today. And so I did a little homework, and we're going to talk a little bit about childhood cancer. Have you ever wondered, Mike, why does Baxter have multiple oncologists at their facility or West Plains, or they have oncologists everywhere, but there are no pediatric oncologists? Have you ever wondered that, Mike?
I have wondered that.
Absolutely. Well, the reason is that, you know, this is not good news. It's just not as bad as it could be. But thankfully, less than 1% of the cancers in the United States are childhood cancers. So 99.something% of cancer cases are in people over the age of 20. That doesn't mean that every single childhood cancer is not a tragedy. And it's the reason that places like St. Jude's concentrates their brains for that specific problem, because it's a little bit of an esoteric issue. It's vitally important that we take care of it, but it's a little esoteric. And people might, you know, people, it's always tragic in our hearts when we see a child suffering. And why do kids get cancer at all? They don't smoke. They don't drink too much alcohol. They don't lay in tanning beds when they're 5 years old, right? Well, why do all those things that they don't do those things? Well, why do kids even get cancer at all? Well, kids get cancers that are kind of unusual. Of course, the number one cancer in kids are bone marrow cancers like leukemia, but they get unusual cancers like cancers of their bone and their muscles and their brain. Adults get brain cancer, but it's relatively uncommon. Brain cancer is the second most common cancer in kids. So why does it happen? Well, every time our cells divide, because they have to divide to make more cells, and we also have a word for that. It's called growing. Every time a cell divides, there's a mistake chance. There's a chance that there's going to be an error in those genes, in that copy of those genes, where the switches that tell that cell what to turn into and how to divide and become more, those switches can get turned off and turned wrong. And that's what happens when we get cancer. The genetic switches that tell our cells to become a muscle cell or a brain cell, they can have an error. Now, this is something I bet you didn't know, Mike. In your lifetime, you have probably had multiple instances where you had childhood cancer cells in your body. You probably didn't know that, did you?
I did not know that, no.
Well, the thing is that we have a pretty amazing system, and the body is pretty good, awfully good, at detecting when one of those cells is a reject cell. Our immune system can oftentimes, most of the time, almost all of the time, determine that cell is a reject, and it destroys it like it would a bacterium or a virus or a, you know, any kind of infection. Our immune system, we have an immune system that's set up that detects those cancer cells and can destroy them. But sadly, in those children that have no other risk factors for cancer, every once in a while, one of those bad cells gets through and starts to reproduce indiscriminately. And that's why we see childhood cancers in things that we don't often see in adult cancers. Like you and I, we have cells in our bones, but we're really not making any more bone cells. But kids, they're making lots of bone cells because their bones are growing and getting bigger. Their muscles are growing and getting bigger. My brain is shrinking. I don't know about yours, Mike, but kids' brains are growing. And those brain cells, when one of those brain cells has a mistake that gets past our immune system, sadly, it can turn into a cancer cell. And so that's why it's rare, because our immune system is so darn good at it. But unfortunately, that's why we do see the sad cases down at St. Jude's. And that's why it's so important that we support those places. And so I can't think of a more noble cause than to save children.
And that's interesting to note, because once that infected cell reproduces, then it reproduces as another infected cell.
You know
cell.
What they do, Mike, is they get worse. You know, the first mistake is a minor mistake, but every time that mistaken cell starts to reproduce, so that's why we see sometimes when we catch a cancer early, we go, oh, it's early and it's very treatable, because it's still not so dysplastic, is the word that we use. It's a big fancy word for not when a muscle cancer doesn't really look like a muscle cell anymore under the microscope, we know that it's been a cancer for a while, because those mistakes get worse and worse and worse. When they do get worse and worse and worse, those cancer cells grow faster and faster and faster, which brings me to another important point about childhood cancer. We screen adults for common cancers, colon cancer, lung cancer, all of those cancers we screen for. We lick on people's skins for bad moles. We don't screen for childhood cancers. And so the kids come in with some symptom before we even start looking. And so the cancer has really taken hold before we ever even know they've got something going on. You know, with the leukemias, the kid may be tired or pale or anemic. With the bone cancer, just maybe a funny knot or a lymph node under their arm that they didn't even notice, and just mom noticed it in the bath or something. So the kids, their cancers are typically discovered later. And so that's one of the things that they deal with.
Very interesting. And thank you for adding all that to what we're talking about today.
Well, you know, I think it's never going to make cancer a better thing, but to understand it is at least a tool to move through it and to know why it's so important to donate to St. Jude's.
Thank you, Dr. Cochran, for that. And thank you for your contribution.
You betcha.
And folks, that's going to do it for this week's edition of Health Matters, our weekly talk with Dr. Chris Cochran from the Baxter Health Cochran Internal Medicine Clinic in downtown Mammoth Spring. And remember, if you missed a portion of the program or you'd like to listen to it again, Health Matters is now available on our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com.